Hormone replacement therapy has been prescribed for decades to prevent broken bones and heart disease after menopause, but there's growing evidence that taking replacement estrogen may not be as helpful as doctors once thought, NPR's Allison Richards reports.
Not long ago, a daily dose of estrogen seemed to promise eternal youth, or at least a youthful old age. It sounded logical enough. Estrogen levels plummet at menopause, and the risks of heart disease and osteoporosis shoot up. Surely replacing estrogen had to be a good thing. When the American College of Physicians looked at the evidence a few years ago, that, says Deborah Grady, was what the science seemed to be saying.
So the conclusion of those recommendations were that for most postmenopausal women, hormone replacement therapy was likely to be beneficial.
Grady, who does research at the University of California at San Francisco, is a physician and an expert on hormone replacement therapy, or HRT as it's often called. She helped draft those recommendations, but she says,
those guidelines were based on the idea that hormone replacement therapy reduced the risk of coronary heart disease and also reduced the risk of fractures.
And this premise has taken a battering in recent years. First, a large study failed to show that HRT reduced the risk of heart disease. Then a British researcher got to wondering about bone. David Torgerson of York University was puzzled by the fact that this large study didn't show a reduction in the risk of bone fractures either.
I had always been led to believe that hormone replacement therapy was a very effective treatment for preventing fractures and osteoporosis in general. So that provoked me to start looking through the literature to see if there was an actual effect at preventing fractures in any of the studies.
The evidence proved hard to find. Torgerson found lots of studies examining the effects of estrogen on everything from hot flashes to Alzheimer's disease, but few looked at fractures. Many of the studies did record their subjects' medical histories, though. And as a health economist and professional number cruncher, Torgerson decided to gather all the information on fractures, analyse it and see what came out.
My study has found that the evidence for HRT preventing fractures when treatment is started in women over the age of 60 is not very good. But for women starting treatment younger, say around in their early 50s, the evidence it seems to be stronger that HRT does prevent fractures.
But still not overwhelming, just a 27% reduction in risk, and it seems to occur within the first 3 or 4 years of use. Torgerson's findings are published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And in an editorial, Deborah Grady says that as there are now new and more powerful drugs to treat osteoporosis and prevent fractures, maybe it's time to reconsider the use of estrogen.
I now limit my use of hormone replacement therapy to women around the time of menopause who are having menopausal symptoms, because for that purpose it works very well. But after 3 or 4 years, I suggest that those women taper off their hormone therapy and stop, and then wait until they're around 65 years old, have their bone density measured. And if they're at risk for fracture because they have low bone density, they then have multiple options for what medication to take.
Medications that will give a much higher level of protection against fracture and with fewer side effects than estrogen. For instance, HRT may increase the chance of getting breast cancer and some other diseases if taken for more than a few years. The stakes here are high. A fracture, especially a hip fracture if you're over 65, can be fatal. Dr. Felicia Cosman is clinical director of the National Osteoporosis Foundation.
Somewhere around 15-20% of people will die in the year following the hip fracture.
And those who survive, Cosman says, will often suffer severe disability.
We know that only some 10-20% of people who suffer a hip fracture really ever get back to their the level of independence and the same quality of life that they had prior to the fracture.
The questions surrounding estrogen use may be resolved in the next few years as the results of bigger and better studies come in. In the meantime, though, the National Osteoporosis Foundation says 28 million Americans are walking around at risk for fractures. Allison Richards, NPR News, Washington.